Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is the one and only, the rarefied, the invincible, the undefeated, the king of DC media on a hot summer night in July. None other than your host, William Powell. And I welcome you to another episode of Inside Acting. And I want you to remember that Inside Acting is brought to you by DC Actors Examiner. It is a column that is full of a lot of good advice for up-and-coming actors or even more experienced actors. There's everything there from reviews to acting classes to even the psychological game of acting. Not just the practical advice, but also what I like to call the inner game of acting. And it is most easily found by Googling DC Actors Examiner. Tonight, my guest is going to be Tommy Taylor Jr., who is a comedian, actor, and producer, and I see he's joined us. So let me bring him on the show. Hey, Tommy, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Pretty good. Just trying to survive this heat.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Okay. Wow. So, man, yeah, I'm just amazed at just the talent, just the things you've been able to accomplish.
Yeah, I'm pretty amazed myself, actually. Sometimes.
Wow. I was looking at your bio. It said that you started out as, let's see, you got a degree. Did I read that right? From Carnegie Mellon, you have a degree in engineering and drama. Explain that. How did that happen?
Yes, sir. Carnegie Mellon, one of my top choices. I always had a love for technology and also love, you know, performing arts. And actually, I had, like, one of the best programs in the country for both of those. So I definitely tried to take advantage of that when I was there. So that's kind of what led to that. So I did electrical and computer engineering, and also one of my minors, actually I had like a double major, double minor. So I was able to fit, you know, kind of everything in there in 4 years.
In 4 years. Wow, you hear that, ladies and gentlemen, 4 years. I mean, most people nowadays it take, what, 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, I had money for 5 or 6 years. I had to get it done in 4.
Okay, man, so you're most well-known, I guess, for the Tommy Taylor Show. Now, tell me about your show, man.
Yeah, the Tommy Taylor Show is a sketch comedy show based here, like, in the D.C. area. Featured a lot of local and, like, master comedians that come through, put them on the show. And it's essentially kind of like a Living Color, Dave Chappelle show. You know, so we do different skits and sketches and stuff like that. And, you know, it's packaged in a TV format, but then we put some clips online. It also features the lovely Tommy Girls, which are kind of, they're actually more like models slash comedians slash actresses. So they're kind of like just real funny and beautiful young ladies. But they're very, you know, very talented. They kind of, they're featuring a lot of the different skits and stuff that we do. And, yeah, they've done pretty, really good. Like, we've actually won actually pretty much like every award that we could right now. We just won the national award for the Hometown Media Awards. Is just grinding. Got a couple million hits online, and you know, trying to work out, it's even like taking national the show, and yeah. So that's kind of where that lies.
Wow. So what are some of the steps you've taken to try to take it national?
I really just been working on the quality and content of the show. That's been my main focus, and kind of more so letting the cars lie where they will. And actually, the first clip I ever put out was I featured on Yahoo homepage. And, you know, we've been getting, it seems like, still I'm putting out there, has been getting, you know, good feedback. And actually, from, you know, when you do well online, you know, a lot of networks, they take notice. I had, you know, a little bit of network interest and, you know, some deals, they're pitching licensing deals for some of my content and things like that. And then we were actually featured nationally on demand, on a couple on demand channels, and got a little deal with the Verizon Fios. Well, not the Verizon Fios.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, them too. But the VCast, so we're like our contour's package with VO.com and, you know, put on the VCast mobile phones so that you can watch stuff on the phones. And it's really just been, you know, so I and actually that kind of started when I really wasn't putting a whole lot of thought into it. I'll have an idea, you know, get some people together, we'll go shoot it. You know, I didn't really script anything too much at that point. And I was like, well, if I could get, you know, this much interest off of just stuff like I kind of did on a whim, if I, you know, put a little more time, like script everything out, like just, you know, think things through a little bit better and, you know, cast better and, you know, just improve the quality and content and everything. You know, I think like the possibilities were endless at that point. So that's been the main focus right now. Just and I think we've been doing pretty well. So kind of improved the quality of the look of the show, the acting, the, you know, I kind of write all the scripts and stuff and, you know, just kind of make sure we're doing it in a very professional way. And, you know, hopefully it would speak for itself. I think when people see it, they, you know, they like the show and really appreciate that. So that's that.
That's what's up. So, I mean, what was your inspiration for the show?
Actually, just I was one lone TV show.
and
that's
okay,
like,
that
you know, I do my acting stuff, and I was just thinking, you know, I was like, man, I wish I had my own TV show. And then one day it just kind of hit. I was like, well, why not make one yourself? And, you know, I felt I had the skills to do it, you know, engineering. And so pretty much anything with computers I can, like, figure out how to do or learn how to do, you know, such as editing and motion graphics and stuff like that. So, I just kind of, you know, started putting stuff together. And, you know, encouraging other people, I think once you just, like I said, once you get stuff out there, you don't have to worry about too much about, like, the getting it perfect. Because I'm sure, like, my stuff wasn't, like, as good as it is now, like, then when it first started. But, you know, we were, you know, featured on a lot of different websites and got a lot of, you know, accolades from just being able, just the fact that we were able to put our stuff out there and, you know, let other people see it. So, yeah.
That's amazing to me. That's really, you're the textbook of just how to get stuff done. I mean, just stop lollygagging and just stop talking about it and just do it.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest trip for like a lot of people. You know, everybody talks about, oh, I'm going to do this. But then when it comes down to, well, it's, you know, too much work and, you know, people don't really do it. So I think like if you just, you know, just being able to get something out there is a big accomplishment. And then, you know, you improve as you go. And, you know, that's my, you know, my advice to other people, you know, trying to do things. Just, you know, get something out there, put together, and then, you know, definitely continual improvement. But, you know, as long as you have some, you know, something to work with, is, you know, like you never know what's going to happen from that point, so.
About how many hours you put into the show every week?
Oh, man. I don't even know. Like, I lose count. It's pretty, you know, it's a pretty evolving process. You know, I definitely... It's not easy. And, you know, as I'm going, I find myself getting more and more detail-oriented. And so, you know, like the editing process and, like, I create all the music. Me and my music director, like, we do all the stuff for, you know, do all the original music for the show. And so I have an idea, you know, we get together and, like, start, you know, laying down tracks. And, you know, that's just, for one part of the editing. So, I mean, it does take some time. But I'm also able to do stuff, like, pretty quickly as well. But, you know, it's you know, yeah, it definitely is an evolving process.
So you shoot the show out in Virginia?
No, we shoot, we do and we don't. We shoot in Virginia, D.C., and Maryland. And, you know, we're traveling. Sometimes we shoot other places as well. But that's, you know, we try to keep it local here, you know, based out of D.C.
Wow. So now talk a little bit about casting. Do you have, like, regular casting calls or open auditions or how you work that?
Yes and no. We have, it's probably like our second year now. Second or third year doing we have a big casting call for, like, the Tommy Girls. They're kind of like the main elements of the show because, you know, they're featured in pretty much every video, like some of them, you know, doing one thing or another. So we have a big casting for that, you know, selecting our Tommy Girls for the show. And then we have, you know, then sometimes we cast for other different certain parts if we have a specific need. But I know we have a lot of interest, a lot of different actors in the area that have worked with before. So, yeah, I try to reach out to them. And then, you know, other people that may have interest in the show, you know, if we have an area, that, you know, that fits, you know, their look or, you know, maybe, you know, we have, but, you know, it's a continual process. So, you know, we always keep, try to keep everybody in mind and try to get as many people in the different skits as possible. So
that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So now let's go back in time a little bit. Now let's talk about how you got started, man. So would you just start with the comedy or the drama or the engineering or all three? I mean, how did you, what did you start out with?
I don't know. I guess it was
Let's narrow it down to entertainment-wise. Let's go back, 5 years. So did it start with comedy? Did it start with plays? How did it start?
No, it actually, it probably started with acting. That's something I always loved doing. But I always like, but at the same time, I loved like doing comedic acting. So it was like, you know, both the comedy side was involved in there. And at a certain point, I had, you know, I was trying to get the age and things like that. And I just wanted another way to, you know, express myself and to kind of hone my craft a little bit. So I started doing stand-up. So it probably started with the acting that led to the stand-up part of comedy, but it was always, you know, both hand in hand. But, yeah, so I started doing stand-up comedy and then kind of from there, you know, went on to the production stuff, you know, trying to, you know, do my own, another, you know, another vehicle for myself, you know, creating Tommy Taylor Show, and that led to, like, my production stuff and, like, you know, enhancing my writing skills. And so now, like, you know, I'm also producing, like, writing and producing, like, major commercials. I just actually finished up my first national spot, this national PSA. And I've done a couple commercials for Comcast and DCTV and working on, you know, some small business, local businesses here in the DMV area. And a couple national companies as well. So, yeah, it's definitely been growing. And, you know, one thing has kind of led to another. But, you know, even the commercial side is kind of stems back to my comedy because, you know, I try to add, like, a humor because, you know, humor really infuses commercial ads, things like that. So,
right.
I think other people have, you know, seen my work, you know, the Tommy Taylor Show and things like that and really appreciated that and wanted me to bring that element to, you know, to their ads and things like that. So, yeah, the one thing's kind of led to it, but it all kind of ties in together. So it's been really cool, like a really fun ride so far.
Isn't that something, man? I think you're right. A lot of times, a lot of things do all kind of dovetail. But, like, backtrack a little bit. Now, I'm just amazed. Like, so now you just said, I heard you right, you did a national, you were able to do a national PSA.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's incredible. That's incredible. I mean, that's pretty impressive. So, like, so without going into too much detail, I mean, describe the process. I mean, how did you even get to be even in that position to even do something like that, man?
Again, like I just said, it's all about, you know, putting your stuff out there. And actually, they actually reached out to me for this project. And they, you know, see some of my other work and, you know, came to me to write, come up with an idea, storyline, and then write the script. And they loved all that stuff. And then, you know, went on to, you know, create and produce the whole piece.
Well, so, well, you know, that's what I tell people is that if you do good work, people will find you.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the same time, you got to, like, put yourself out there. But, you know, at the same time, the other spectrum is, you know, if you really, I think you really try to, you know, hone your craft and get, you know, good at it and just doing stuff and, like, putting it out, you know, in the world there. A lot of good things will come. Like, things you, like, I'm not really, probably couldn't even imagine I would be working on something like this at this, you know, at this stage and being able to do these type of things. So it's really, really cool and, you know, really a blessing. So.
Wow, isn't that something? So now talk a little bit about your DVD, the Tommy Taylor Show. So if folks out there purchase that DVD, what can they expect?
Oh, they can expect a lot of hilariousness. there's a lot of...
Hello? Okay, let's see what we got here, folks. We got a technical snafu right here. Hopefully he will call back in. I just lost Mr. Tommy Taylor. I'm going to wait for him to dial back in here. Or maybe I will call him. But folks, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You really gotta put yourself out there. Do good work and put yourself out there. That's what it comes down to. So let's see if he will give me a call back. Let's see what we got here. Okay. See if I can call him. Hopefully that we don't call each other at the same time. And let's see what happens. This is going pretty good. Let's give him a call. But you gotta put yourself out there.
Tommy, can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message.
Oh, here he is. Here he is. Hey, you there? Hey, Tommy. Okay, hold on.
Re-record
oh, here
your
he
message. Press 1. Oh,
okay, here he is.
Discard your message.
Hey, Tommy.
Press 2.
Hey,
mark
what's
your
up,
message urgent.
Hey,
press
what's
3.
Up, man?
Re-record
yeah,
message.
That's
press
that's
four.
Your answer
send your
machine.
Message. Press the pound
your,
key.
Your message right there. Okay, man, so we got cut off there.
Yeah, I got a boost
but,
on my
talk a little bit more about talk about your DVD, man.
Oh, yeah, DVD, it's just like a lot of funny stuff. We have a lot of the skits, and it's the whole TV show package, but we also include my stand-up. We have, like, interviews with the Tommy Girls with me. We have, like, our music video remixes. These are, like, you know, spoofs we do with, like, you know, popular songs. There's a lot of crazy stuff. You know, my thing is, like, good, clean comedy, so it's still something everybody can watch. But it's also edgy and no, really entertaining, so you can, you know, definitely have a good time and get a lot of good laughs watching it.
Hmm. How long is it?
It's about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah,
pretty
so it's
good.
A lot of,
how long is each episode?
Each episode is 30 minutes.
Okay. Sound like you. Oh, what's that? A storm back there? You all right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's storming out here.
You're not running away from lightning, are you? You're not outside, are you?
I'm a little bit. I was standing out here, but gotta get some safety.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Mr. Conan O'Brien. You run the Conan O'Brien show. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, actually, I did. Conan, he does a lot of these little funny sketches and stuff, and I was had the opportunity, the privilege to be a part of one of them. So, you know, when I was up in New York, I went to the studio and did that with him. It was a lot of fun. It was kind of funny. Like, all the, you know, Conan O'Brien, he's like a redhead guy. But all those assistants stuff backstage looked just like him. Like, I'm mad. Like, all the girls are redheaded girls. The dudes are redheads. It was kind of funny. But, yeah, it was a good time. Definitely a good time
you're
up
kidding.
There. And, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I think he went to Harvard. I guess this is all of his Harvard friends. Is that how it works?
Maybe. You got to get in their crew.
Yeah, I think he used to write for Harvard Lampoon or one of those.
Yeah, he's a real funny guy.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. So let's talk a little bit about the future. What you have planned? What you got coming up?
Coming up, still working on the Tommy Taylor show. Have a couple pretty cool things coming up. So you know, definitely stay tuned. Stay on the website. Check me out on Twitter. So I've got a couple of announcements. Hopefully, making pretty soon. Besides that, you know, still working on some commercial projects and you know, doing my acting stuff. We've actually found out I'm a finalist for the DC Mayor's Art Awards, which is like the most prestigious award they give to artists in Washington, D.C. So that'll be taking place at Lincoln Theater in September. So I'm pretty excited about that. So, you know, kind of calming, it's all different art forms. So I've, you know, selected as one of the finalists there. So they have, like, a lot of the musicians and painters and stuff like that. And, like, you know, so the whole spectrum of art in D.C. And you know, I'm definitely, I'm a finalist in there. So pretty excited about that. Be going up to Chicago next week to, you know, accept our award. We won the national award for the Tom Taylor Show. So we're going to accept that and, you know, get the award up there. And I'll be in L.A. in August doing some stuff and doing some stand-up. And, you know, so I'll just be all over the place doing my comedy, acting, you know, production stuff. So just trying to stay busy and do as much as I can.
There's never a dull moment with you. I'm getting tired just listening to you. Okay, so let me try to digest some of what you just said now. One thing, before you get off the phone, I want to delve a little bit into, you said I guess your first love is acting. So talk a little bit about some of the your acting. I mean, was it movies? Was it TV or what? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, trying to actually get into some more movies. I did a couple of small parts and a couple like Die Hard and a couple movies like that. But, yeah, I've done a lot of commercials lately. Been doing, I would say, at least 10 commercials in the past 2 or 3 months. Yes, doing that. I was recently in the HBO series How to Make it in America. And I was hoping I'd be back for the next season, but it didn't actually get picked up. It was a great show, but it didn't get picked up for the third season. So you can, you know, find on DVD. You can check me out there. Just trying to get into some more TV projects. It's kind of a mangle of TV and the movie projects right there. And working on some short films. Be doing some of that stuff. But, it just seems like I'm doing a lot of commercials lately. That's been the big thing. And trying to do a couple more TV shows and a couple more movies. So getting under my belt. And, so that's kind of the goal and the plan.
Yeah, you mentioned commercials. I remember that's how I met you. We were both under umbrellas under a rain machine at the that Adidas commercial. Remember that?
Yeah,
for RG3. Yeah, RG3 himself. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
Yeah. It was a little bit hot though too.
Yeah.
So you've got acting, you got comedy, and you mentioned you're going to be out in L.A. So, I mean, you're going to be anywhere famous, any famous venues out there or what?
Still playing a couple things, but I'm definitely going to be down at the, like, the comedy store and a couple other rooms and stuff. People have a couple different shows that be going on, comedy shows and... you know, different, like, you know, restaurants and lounges and things like that. And I've been getting around. I've been doing, you know, a couple, like, you know, a little more sporadic stuff. So, you know, it's always a fun time when I go out there. So, you know, kind of, I have a couple things planned, but then, you know, the other part is, you know, just, I mean, the thing about LA is pretty cool. You can go in, like, you never know what's going to happen. So, and I have a couple meetings out there as well. So, it's, be a lot, you know, a lot going on.
I like how you slipped that in there. I got a couple meetings out while I'm out there. Obviously, you're doing this full time, it sounds like. I mean, I couldn't imagine you working a square job and trying to do all this. So talk about that. Did you start out with a square job or and get into this, or are you always in this, or how did that work?
I did my master's. That's when I started doing my acting and stuff seriously, when I started my master program in business. And I was offered a couple of jobs, offered some different companies like Intel and things like that. But, you know, kind of my passion has been, you know, acting. So, I was praying about what I should do. And, like, the next day I got a call from my HBO to do a spot in The Wire. It was a reoccurring part. And so I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll be doing this acting thing for a little bit. So I was doing that. And then, you know, creating my own venues and platforms and stuff like that has definitely helped out. And then, you know, being able to produce commercials and stuff like that. It's definitely, I don't know, the acting side, unless you're, like, just doing, like, a series or something like that, you know, the money doesn't come as frequently. It's coming, you're always looking for the next opportunity. But so between the acting and the comedy and my production stuff, it's, you know, been pretty consistent. So, yeah, so really haven't held down to five, you know, fortunately, and I've been able to, God's definitely blessed me with opportunities and been able to stay afloat and eat.
That's what it's about. It's about eating.
Yeah, I like
many
eating. Gotta get my Chipotle in.
I heard that. Yeah, they have money for a burrito and a bag of chips, you know.
Yes, sir.
Because many actors, they work, wind up working survival jobs, and it's great that you're able to, like you say, have all those platforms out there supporting every. I mean, you're advancing on all fronts. I mean, that's what you want to see. They got all these different platforms out there. You're not just a one trick pony, just waiting for the phone to ring. You know, you got different irons in the fire.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Got a lot of, doing a lot of iron.
Yeah, a lot of iron. A pretty big fire, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we're coming toward the end of the show. We got about 2 minutes 45 seconds. So you could just put out there your website. And then also, can you also just mention anything about, you know, if somebody wants to join the party, you know, any actors out there, any listeners, if they want to get involved in some of what you're doing, whether it's Tommy Taylor Show or it's producing or anything like that, I don't know if you're looking for anybody to join your team right now, but I'm going to give you this last couple minutes here just to put your business out there.
All right, we're going to take a love offering too. We're giving the website for the PayPal. Here's where I want to bless me with an offering today.
Okay.
But, yeah, you can pretty much find everything about me on my website, TommyTaylorJr.com, TommyTaylorJr.com. And actually my Facebook is the same, TommyTaylorJr., Twitter, all that stuff. So you can definitely check me out and stay up with me that way. And then I have my other information, email and contact stuff on the website. And and if there are any other actors or, you know, other film makers, things like that, I'm always kind of one of my goals also is to feature a lot of talent in D.C., so I'm always looking for and, you know, love meeting new people and bringing people in, you know, in the stuff I'm doing, if they're interested. So, you know, just reach out and if we don't get, you know, we'll definitely respond to you pretty quickly, but, you know, if we don't get you in the show, like, right away, you know, we try to get put you in there somehow pretty soon, because we're always doing something like the commercial and things like that, so try to keep everybody in the loop, and, it's kind of hard sometimes to get everybody in, but, you know, there's a lot of opportunities coming up. So we definitely keep everybody in mind and definitely look to really help, you know, this local community of actors and, you know, talented people here. And that's a definite passion of mine. So, yeah, definitely reach out if anybody's interested or, you know, any advice that I can, you know, provide or whatever. I'm always here, and that's kind of a mission of mine, especially for, like, these, you know, local D.C. Based artists, because I know it's difficult, you know, going back up and forth to New York all the time, and so, you know, having the platform vehicles to, you know, express ourselves and to cultivate our talent is, I think, is pivotal. So, yeah, definitely reach out to me, website, TommyTaylorJr.com, check me out, you know, support the show, support, you know, the other talent that's in the show, and, yeah, holla at me.
Okay, man. Well, Tommy, man, it was really a pleasure to have you on. I'm definitely going to have you on again. I mean, I'm just like, all I can say, isn't that something? I mean, it's just, I'm impressed. I'm definitely going to have you on again. And, man, I really thank you for calling in tonight, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you for having me. And I do want to give a little plug. We're doing the First Sunday's Gospel Open Mic Show in Woodbridge at K2 Lounge. I have some information on my website, too. So if you have any other comedians, spoken word artists, musicians, come out, be hosting that. That's out in Woodbridge on the first Sunday in August. The comedy, good time, and I definitely appreciate you having me on the show. So it's been real.
It's been a pleasure, man. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Tommy. Well, you have a great night, man. I'll talk to you later soon, man.
All right, brother. You have a good night as well. And shout out to all the listeners and fans out there. And I'll be supporting you as well.
All right. That sounds like a plan. Thanks.
All right, bro.
All right. Bye bye. And I want to tell all of my actors out there, all my listeners, to do something for your career every day and break a leg.